Sex and Lucia is a new Spanish film about Sex and Lucia. She's the girlfriend of a writer who may be living the novel he's writing, or maybe not. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says it's hard to tell, but the movie is still worth seeing.
Common sense and sexual passion rarely coexist in the same time and space. That point is convincingly demonstrated by Sex and Lucia, one very steamy, very incoherent motion picture. Sex and Lucia is the newest film from Spanish writer-director Julio Medem. It was nominated for 12 Goyas, the Spanish counterpart to the Oscars. It took home a few, but if there were a category called most rigorous narrative logic, Sex and Lucia would not have been a contender. Julio Medem's last film was Lovers of the Arctic Circle. He's a man in love with both chance and contrivance. In both Lovers and Sex, he stacks far-fetched coincidences, one on top of the other, until we're dizzy from trying to keep everything balanced. If plausibility is any part of what you look for in movies, this film will be a challenge. On the other hand, Sex and Lucia subversively encourages us to toss plausibility aside, to discard it like a heavy coat brought on a tropical vacation. Medem is one of the few directors who really understands sensuality and knows how to use dreamy cinematography and sultry music to convey a mood on screen. Sex and Lucia's plot combines reality and fantasy. It's about a writer and the different women in his life. When he begins a new novel, it becomes increasingly difficult to tell if the people on screen are real, imaginary, or some kind of half-real, half-imagined hybrid.
Como las de una cueva. Una asquerosa boca de...
This may give you a headache if you think about it too much. Does he really have a wild encounter with a stranger in the surf off Malta? Or is it just a male writer's fantasy? Most of Sex and Lucia is no more explicit than what adult audiences have seen before, but there are moments which go further. In line with a current European art house trend for showing it all, the film includes brief shots of erections. Because director Julio Medem absolutely refused to cut these for U.S. distribution, the film is being released unrated and is being distributed by one of the smaller companies. As much to distract us as anything else, Sex and Lucia also throws in frequent shots of unclothed cast members. It counts on our accepting the out-of-whack plot as much of a pleasant fantasy as the beautiful bodies and the steamy liaisons. If you want to throw reason to the wind, this is certainly a diverting place to start.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times.